Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It's so good to see everybody here on this sixth Sunday of Easter, and we are glad that you are with us today, and we want to welcome all of you. A little bit later on, we're going to be talking about love is our inherited characteristic, and so we'll talk more about that. Well, as we begin this morning, let's stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patria.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen.
Well, let's join together there for our call to worship in the bulletin. Sing to the Lord a new song, a song of hope and joy.
We lift our praise for God's wondrous acts of love.
God has remembered us.
We lift our songs for God's blessings upon us.
Praise the Lord. Let all the earth sing God's praise.
We rejoice for God is truly with us.
Well, let's join together there if you'd like to turn your hymn book. It's hymn number 31. Or you can follow along on the PowerPoint to God be the glory, great things he has done. And we're singing, I think it's all three verses. To God be the glory, great things he had done, so Son, who yielded his life on to win and open the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come Father, through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he had done. Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer, the promise of God, the vilest offender who truly a pardon receive. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to God through Jesus the Son, the glory, great things he had done. He has taught us great things he hath done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport, when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear. People rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory. Sing the chorus again. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come through Jesus the Son, joined together there for our opening prayer in the bulletin this morning. Awesome God, the power of your love is beyond grasp. The breadth of your compassion is without measure, and the depth of your wisdom knows no bounds. Draw us closer to you and closer to each other as we worship you together as followers of Christ. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. We're going to sing that old chorus there. They'll know we are Christians by our love. There's four verses to it this morning.
We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. And we pray that all unity will one day be restored. And they'll know we are Christians by our love. By our love, yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. We will walk with each other. We will walk hand in hand. We will walk with each other. We will walk hand in hand. And together we'll spread the news that God is. Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. We will work with each other. We will work side by side. We will work with each other. We will work side by side. And we'll guard each man's dignity and save each man's pride. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. All praise to the Father. Praise to the Spirit who makes us one. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love.
Well, I'm going to invite our kids to come down this morning. Come on. How's everybody doing? Is everybody liking this warmer weather? Yeah. You don't like the warmer weather? Did you say no? Oh, okay, okay. Just checking. So, how many of you have a friend? Anybody got a friend? You got a friend? Oh, God, you guys dare ya. Yeah. I was going to say, you all got friends, don't you? Yeah. Now, can you tell your friend anything?
Yes.
Yeah, usually you can. And as you get older, you know, that's probably will become more true. Yeah. Yes, you can tell them your name. I hope they know your name. Yeah. And because that's when you become closer, isn't it? Because if I said, hey you, you say, yeah, that kind of sounds funny, doesn't it? Yes, but if I say your name, that means something else. Jesus calls us by name, doesn't he? Jesus knows every one of us by name. And that might seem odd because we haven't seen Jesus,
But Jesus knows each one of us. He knows the color of our eyes. He knows the color of our hair. He knows if we have bumps or bruises when we fall down. Why? Why do you think that is? It's because Jesus loves us. We sing that song, don't we? Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones, to Him belong. They are weak, but we. So, yes, He is strong. So, you know why we sing that? Because He does love us. But you know what's really hard? Is Jesus says, I want you to love everybody else like Jesus loves us. Whoa. I don't know about that. What do you think? Wouldn't that be hard? When your sister pulls your hair? Yeah. Oh, you would never do that, would you? No. I know. Yeah. Yeah. What about that? Do you still love your sister? Yes, you do. Yeah, you do. Yeah. And sometimes, even though things happen in life that we don't like, or somebody maybe says something mean to us at school, or preschool, or wherever, or our sister or brother, we still have to love them, don't we? But Jesus, He challenges us to love everybody. Sometimes that's hard, isn't it? Sometimes that's hard. It's easy to love somebody you know. But what about somebody we don't know? Now, here's the thing, and I want to make sure you understand that. When Jesus talks about love, He's not talking about, I like him, or I like her. No, what is love? Jesus talks about love, and it's by our actions. It's our actions. So, when we tell our sister or brother we're sorry for pulling their hair, that's kind of a way we're showing love, isn't it? Or when we go help Dad out in the yard pull weeds, or whatever it may be, that's kind of our way of showing love. Or when we help Mom dry the dishes, or wash the dishes, or here's the big one, pick up our clothes, put them in the laundry basket, pick up our toys so Mom or Dad's not stepping on them when they come into our room. Has that ever happened? Oh, there was one day, it was a little dark in Chase's room, and I went walking in there, and I stepped on something he had on the floor, and I went, ow! Because he had stuff all over the floor. And I said, why don't you pick up the stuff on your floor? It'll be easier. Yep, even that. That's kind of our way. And you know what? It's kind of the same. When we're following Jesus and He asks us to love other people, or He asks us to be kind, or to pray for somebody, that's the way we show love. Not just hugs. How many of you like hugs? You like to get hugs? Mom or Dad or Grandma or Grandpa? I like getting hugs. But it's more than that. Although that is true too, when we show love. It's all those other little actions. All right? So Jesus loves me. This I know. And He asks us to love others too. Okay, you can go on downstairs this morning. Love to see that group. All of them.
So we're going to go to our time of prayer. And maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to show with us this morning, or share with us, not show with us, share with us this morning. And so we want to give you a chance to do that. Somebody this morning, joy or concern, yes.
Coma right now, resting his heart and letting all the machines work for him. They're hoping that when he comes out of it, he will be okay. If not, they'll paralyze him by medication and send him to OSU.
Okay. You said it, but I missed it.
Ted?
Okay, Ted, yeah. So we want to remember Ted this morning with these heart issues and praying for healing and touch for him and God to be with him and the doctors to know what's going on there.
Megan is doing really well with her dialysis. Frank is having trouble getting the vein to hook into the thing. He has to learn to do that. He shot blood everywhere the other day, I guess. But he's trying.
Poor Meg, she probably got stuck a lot, didn't she?
No, he only gets one dry.
They don't do a port?
She has a port, but it's under the skin.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Her veins were all real bad.
That's interesting, though, that they have that underneath like that. Okay, so we want to continue lifting up Meg as she's going through the treatments and also for kidneys transplant there. At least one would be great, and that would help out a lot. So somebody else, yeah.
Our daughter, Caitlin, cut her finger on Friday and had to go to the ER. She has to keep it clean for 5 days, but she works in a factory, so.
Yes.
So pray that there's no infection.
Yep, and that heals up quick, too. Yeah, yes, definitely want to do that. Somebody else, I saw some other hands, yeah. So we want to lift up Ryan. It's Ryan, right?
Aaron.
Oh, Aaron?
Ryan.
No, it's Ryan. It's not Aaron. Yes, thank you. Okay. Yeah. All right. So we definitely want to keep Ryan in our prayer. Somebody else? Yep. Unspoken this morning. Somebody else this morning? Yeah. She been here the whole week with you, or?
No, just every weekend, but we have good time.
Oh, yes, and that's really wonderful. Get to see her, because is she still out in Oregon?
Seattle,
Washington, yeah. So, somebody else?
Also, yeah. My cousin, Christine, that we've been praying for, is in remission.
Went into remission. Wow, that's wonderful. Thank God for that. What was her first name again?
Linda Abrams.
Linda, yes. Okay. And, and you're making me think of Sherry, which is a friend of Beth West, a good friend on our list there in the bulletin. She's battling cancer, and definitely want to remember her. And also... help me out here, some of you that are connected with Miami East. Mr. Kirby.
Steve,
thank you. Steve had prostate surgery. He's got prostate cancer. And the surgery went real well, but I'm sure they'll be getting treatments there. I don't know all the extent of that, but I just know that his surgery on Friday went real well. And ask for your prayers for him, and he'd appreciate that, I'm sure. And it's the family too. So yeah.
My sister-in-law Bart Dell broke her four ribs.
Ooh.
Barb.
Definitely want to keep Barb in our prayers this morning. With that fall and those broken ribs, painful, yeah. Anybody else this morning? Anybody else? So we have all those that have been listed, and maybe some of those names that might come to your mind while she plays, and you can pray quietly in your seats there. And I will close us out then this morning. And so let's pray. Thank you. Lord, we are just so thankful today that you are the one who is with us, whatever we face in life. And sometimes when we face the valley of the shadow of death, Lord, that we know that you are with us and our life seems to be threatened or whatever it may be. And sometimes when we're facing health issues, like so many that have been mentioned this morning, that death's door tries to come knocking. But Lord, we're thankful that we can call upon you and that you are with us and that you comfort us and are present with us in the midst of whatever we're going through. And so, Lord, we think about all of your people today. In this place and throughout the world, and especially the ones that were named today, Lord. May your presence and your healing touch be with them in a very special way today. Lord, with Ted, with these heart issues, God, and this heart attack, Lord, we pray for your healing and strength there. For Meg, God, thank you that the dialysis is working well, but we pray, Lord, that you would open up a door somehow, some way, and your kindness and goodness and favor, Lord, for her to be able to get one of those kidneys. And Lord, for Caitlin this morning with this cut, Lord, we just pray that you'll keep that from infection and that it'll heal quickly, Lord, because of her job, that she can get back to work. And Lord, we pray for Ryan this morning, Lord, with these heart issues that's going on and the AFib that's happening. God, we just pray that you'll give the doctors wisdom and guidance to know what to do, and that your healing touch will be with him. Lord, we're just so thankful for Chris being in remission, Lord. We continue to lift up Linda to you and Sherry to you, Lord, and Steve, Lord, each one of them battling a cancer. And Lord, we just pray for your touch for them, your hand to be with them, your healing grace. Lord, as only you can do. And we pray for Barb, Lord, for these four broken ribs after this fall. We just pray for a speedy recovery and healing there. And Lord, we know how painful that can be when someone breaks their ribs, when they take deep breaths or laugh or cough. Lord, we just pray that you'll be with her. And Lord, we also lift up this unspoken need, the one that was mentioned. And maybe there's others today that have come in with needs that could not be mentioned, or maybe they didn't share them. Lord, we just ask for your hand to be with them and your grace and touch to be upon them as they reach out to you. And we're thankful for that today. Lord, we ask your continued peace in our world, Lord, and these situations that are going on. We think about what's happening in Russia and Ukraine, Lord, somehow, some way, and in Israel and the Palestinians there. God, we just pray that somehow, some way, that there can be peace that's brokered through all of that, and there can be restoration and healing, Lord, through the conflict and the wars and the fighting, God. And Lord, we pray especially for those that have lost loved ones through all of that, how difficult and hard that is in the midst of all of that. And Lord, we ask that you would just grant your blessing upon the rest of our service. Lord, as we break the bread of your word, may you just speak words of life into us today as you challenge us about walking in love and that inherited aspect of us being connected with you, that and how that works. And we just ask your blessing there. And we're thankful and grateful for all of these things as we ask them now in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Well, thank you for joining us in prayer. And now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. Thank you so much for your faithfulness each week, or however you do it, every 2 weeks or every month, and giving so that the ministry of the church can continue to go forward. So as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Let's join together there for the dedication in the bulletin this morning. O God, our hearts sing with thanksgiving for the many gifts and graces you bring into our lives. Receive our offering that we might give as we have received and share as we have been blessed. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading this morning is coming from John chapter 15 again, as we looked at the first part of John chapter 15 last Sunday. And today we're going to be looking at the second part of John chapter 15 there, reading verses 9 through 17 this morning. You can follow along on the PowerPoint. As the Father loved me, I too have loved you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy will be in you and your joy will be complete. This is my commandment. Love each other just as I have loved you. No one has greater love than to give up one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I don't call you servants any longer because servants don't know what their master is doing. Instead, I call you friends because everything I heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You didn't choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you could go and produce fruit and so that your fruit could last. As a result, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. I give you these commandments so that you can love each other. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word this morning, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us. Amen and amen. Well, three contractors were visiting a tourist attraction on the same day. One contractor was from New York, another was from Texas, and the third was from Florida. At the end of the tour, the guard asked them what they did for a living. When they replied that they were all contractors, the guard asked, "Hey, we need one of those rear fences redone out back. Why don't you guys go out there and take a look and give me a bid?" So to the fences they went. First to step up was the Florida contractor. He took out his tape measure and pencil and he did his measuring and he figured it all out and he says, "I can do the job for $900. $400 for the material, $400 for the crew, and $100 profit for me." Next, the Texas contractor stepped up and he did the same thing. He said, "I can do the job for $700. $300 for the material, $300 for the crew, and $100 profit for me." Without so much as moving, the New York contractor said, $2,700. The guard kind of looked at him and said, "Well, you didn't even measure and do all the other things that the other guys did. How did you come up with such a high figure?" He said, "Easy. $1,000 for me, $1,000 for you, and we'll hire the guy from Texas to do it." And that's the way it all works, doesn't it? I want to talk to you this morning about it's all about love. Okay, think a little bit about this for a minute, my question here. What is one characteristic that you definitely know you inherited from your mom or dad? Think about it now a minute. What is it? It could be good or bad. Maybe it's something you like or don't like. Maybe it's your laugh. Maybe it's the way you do work with money. Whatever it may be. Are you saying hard-headed or losing hair?
Hair.
I'm trying to hang on to mine too, so I understand that. Although they say that we inherit that from our mom's side of the family. Yeah. Just something to think about. As we have read further in John's gospel today, Jesus makes it abundantly clear that there is one fruit that will grow in us because we are linked to him, connected with him, as we talked about last week. And that is love, love. And because of that, there's two things that I want us to see this morning, which I think Jesus definitely shares with us. First of all, love others as Jesus loves us. Now, that's what I was talking to the kids about this morning. But Jesus, as I tried to give a little bit simpler ideas there for the kids, something they could understand and talk about, is that Jesus is talking about authentic love, agape. Agape is what we usually think of it as, but that is like selfless love. That's the love that is often described in the New Testament for God's love for us and Jesus's love for us. And And you know, when I was thinking about that and thinking about what Jesus is asking his disciples to do, and I believe that includes us, I was thinking, man, Jesus doesn't give us an easy out here, does he? It's something that is challenging in our lives. Real love, to show towards one another. But the thing about love, as I was sharing with the kids, often when we think about love, we think about romantic love and falling in love and falling out of love, or all these expressions that we use today. There's shows on TV that we get these ideas about and everything. And Jesus's teaching on love does not have to do with romantic love. It has to do with love that we show by our actions, And imagine what would happen if Christians took this commandment seriously there. Such love is demonstrated by our actions. Can you imagine what would it be? How would that love change us? You know, sometimes when we show love by our actions to others, it doesn't just change them, it changes us. It does something in us. Or how would it change the world? And then I have to ask the question, I'm not naive. How could we possibly love as Jesus loved? How can we do that? That just seems crazy. And I'll be honest, sometimes I don't want to do that because I like to be safe. Because showing true love sometimes makes us vulnerable, doesn't it? We got to open ourselves up. And even when we do that through our actions. And if you're like me at times, I want to love based on my preferences. Oh, I don't have any problems loving you. You know, because you're like me or something of that nature. And not Jesus's call. I mean, how can I love people that Jesus called? How could I love the Pharisee? How could I love the Samaritan? How could I love this person that treated me this way or that way? But Jesus, he pushes it even further when he says that this love and action is willing to lay down one's life for them. And he talks about that in the aspect of friendship. Now, I don't know about you. I might lay my life down for my children, my spouse, some of my family members, maybe for some of you. But it might be harder to do that with a stranger. I don't know. Sometimes we never know until we're in a situation there. And when I think about that, let's push it a little further. I'm going to meddle a little bit. When we think about our lives as a church and the things that we do to help and make a difference in people's lives, it's easy sometimes just to put money in a plate, isn't it? And then, there we go. I did my duty. And the four or five of the other people in the church, they can take care of that. Pastor, you can take care of that. Well, I tell you what, I don't want to deal with that. I always have people that take care of money and all that stuff. I don't want to deal with that. But sometimes when you got to go out and buy all the stuff, when you got to go out and do this or do that, it takes something out of us. It takes energy and work and commitment and all of those things there. And what about allowing ourselves, as I talked about last week, when we're connected to Christ, what about when he's working on us, when he's pruning us, as I talked about, when he's trimming on our lives, and he asks us to be vulnerable to maybe that person, that stranger at work that we don't have any contact with, but maybe they've been hurting and we've noticed it. Those things are hard. So how can I do that? How can we do that? Where do we begin? And that leads me to my second thing here. And I think Jesus gives us the answer in our reading. And it's not going to be totally what you think, but I think you understand when I explain it. And that is, I think we are called to absorb Jesus' love. That takes me back to the connection to the vine. Remember last week we talked about that. Jesus is the vine and we are the branches. We get our sustenance. We get our life. We get love. All of those things, grace, all of those things from Him. And once again, Jesus invites us to abide in Him, dwell in Him. Remember, we talked about that last week. Live in Him, make our home in Him. But today, Jesus takes it a step further. He says, not just me, but abide, make your home in the love that the Father and I have amongst one another. Now think about that. Think about your son or daughter right now. You would do anything for them, probably, wouldn't you? Unless you were wanting to teach them a lesson or whatever. That's a different story, but yes. And you all know what I mean there. But you would do anything, wouldn't you? And think about, Jesus says, as the Father has loved me, I love you. Now go and love as I do. And He's saying that I want you to connect in to the love that exists between the Father and me. Now that's strange, isn't it? But in the divine, or in the vine and branches metaphor, this is what I think Jesus is telling us. That Jesus' love is our source of love. Jesus doesn't leave us hanging. His love is deep and authentic and abounding and overflowing. And whenever we're connected to Him, His love then fills us, replenishes us, replicates itself in us. And I don't know if you ever, let me ask you a question. And this may sound like a strange question, but sometimes on Sundays after you've been in church, and you know you've experienced God in a special way, and you've experienced love from your brothers and sisters in Christ, and you go out of here, and aren't you different for a while out there? I know I am, but maybe Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday rolls around and somebody ticks you off and, And so I was thinking about this, you know, I think we're supposed to be a little bit like a sponge. We're supposed to soak up that love and that God's presence and that love that we have amongst one another, and then go out there and share it. Share it with others. And I'm going to extend the metaphor a little bit further. How about soaking in His love? Soaking in His love as a catalyst for God's love in our lives. And I think that's so true. I remember services in Bible college that I went to, chapel services, where there was, I can think of at least two of them, where it was like God was so real in that service that I didn't want to leave. I just wanted to sit there and just bask in it. Just absorb it. Just soak in it. Because it was so peaceful and loving and freeing, so to speak. And then when you walk out and you go forth, you just kind of carry it with you. Here's what I want you to see. Jesus' commandment to love others as He loved us is not where we try to wear ourselves out trying to conjure up love from our own depleted resources. Jesus is saying, you're connected with me, draw on that. And so soaking in, living in, resting in, dwelling in His love gives us access to God's abundant and inexhaustible love that helps us when we have to love those that's hard to love. As is so often the case with Jesus, Jesus' commandment is kind of like a paradox, isn't it? We are called to acts of love via resting, abiding in, soaking in His love. Called to love as we abide in His love. You know what I'm thinking of? It's almost like His invitation to the woman at the well from John chapter 4. Drink. Drink. Here's a drink. If you're thirsty, come and drink. All who are thirsty, come and drink from me. And I think that's what it's like. Let me ask you a question. Some of you guys will know right away what I'm talking about. How many of you have a two-cycle engine on something? Could be your chainsaw, could be your weed eater, could be whatever it is. If you just put straight gasoline in there, what's going to happen? It's just going to get messed up. And what happens if you get the mixture wrong? It's going to sput and sputter, and white smoke will start coming out of it probably, and you'll smell like it all at the end. And you know what? As I was thinking about that, I was thinking that's kind of like us trying to go out there and love, show love to others. We're sputting and sputtering and smoke's coming out of instead of love and everything else. But the right cycle, what is that? Usually 2 to 1, if I remember right. It's been so long since I've done that because I got everything is battery operated for me now. And if you don't get that cycle just right, and that's true, if we're not connected into Christ and allowing Him to fill us up during the week, we just sput and spatter. Because without His love, we're only sputtering to try to love others. Love one another as I've loved you. Abide in my love. It's all about love. Amen. Amen. Well, let's just take a few moments and greet one another. Share that love and blessing for a little bit, and then we'll close out with our chorus there at the end. But they still are going to play in the championship, so. Yeah, they're good to go. Want to use your hymn book, we're going to sing an oldie, I Love You with the Love of the Lord. We'll sing it through a couple times there. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of my King, and I love you with the love of the... It's supposed to go a little peppier. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of my King. And I love you with the love of the Lord. Well, let's join together for our benediction. People of God, go in the power of God's love.
We will live on in God's love.
May God's love and faithfulness flow through us, even to the ends of the earth. Amen. Amen.